Private equity rarely generates consumer-facing headlines, but the Partners Group situation is worth every listener's attention, because it's a window into stress fractures that are forming across a much larger portion of the institutional finance world than most people realize.
Let me set the scene. Partners Group is a Swiss-based alternative investment firm, one of the larger ones in the world, managing well over $100 billion in assets. They have positions across private equity, private credit, private infrastructure. And right now, three of their portfolio companies are facing a combined 6 billion euro refinancing requirement that's coming due, in a credit environment that is meaningfully tighter than when those loans were originally arranged.
This is the private equity leverage problem in concrete form. When interest rates were near zero, firms like Partners Group could load portfolio companies with debt at low cost, use operational improvements, sometimes real, sometimes cosmetic, to grow EBITDA, and then either sell the company or refinance the debt at still low rates. The model worked as long as rates stayed accommodative. When rates moved and stayed up, the refinancing math changed dramatically.
6 billion euros across three companies suggests these are substantial businesses, not small buyouts. And the word stressed in the reporting is doing a lot of work. Stressed in private credit language doesn't necessarily mean the companies are failing operationally. It can mean the debt structure has become misaligned with the company's actual cash generation capacity. You might have a perfectly functional business that simply cannot service a debt load that was structured for a lower rate environment.
What's fascinating, and I'd argue somewhat revealing, about Partners Group's position is that they are simultaneously managing these stressed situations and continuing to deploy fresh capital. They just closed a $1 billion private credit mandate with a major Asian institutional investor, acquired a majority stake in AVK, which is a data center power supplier, and completed an exit from the bubble tea chain Gongcha, where Bain Capital took control.
The Gongcha exit is interesting. Bubble tea, as an asset class, had a remarkable run. QSR chains, with strong brand loyalty and low per-unit capital requirements, attracted significant PE interest from roughly 2018 through 2023. If Partners Group is exiting to Bain at this moment, the question is whether that's a disciplined exit at target return, or whether they're rotating out of consumer discretionary exposure while the getting is reasonably good.
The AVK acquisition, a data center power supplier, is a much clearer strategic signal. Data centers are consuming power at a rate that was essentially unforeseeable 5 years ago. The AI infrastructure build-out has created demand for power supply, cooling solutions, and grid connections that has outpaced supply in most major markets. Buying into that supply chain at scale in 2026 is a defensible thesis.
This is actually a good moment to talk about how antitrust considerations intersect with some of these large-scale acquisitions, because it's a concept that's relevant both to the Partners Group story and to the broader market consolidation we've been tracking. Marcus, you want to walk through the basics.
Worth doing, because antitrust gets thrown around a lot without much grounding. The foundation in the U.S. is the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, one of the oldest pieces of federal economic legislation still actively enforced. Section 1 prohibits contracts and combinations that restrain trade. Section 2 addresses monopolization, specifically the willful acquisition or maintenance of monopoly power in a relevant market. The key word there is willful. Courts have consistently held that simply being dominant or even being the biggest player in a market is not itself illegal. What matters is how you got there and how you behave once you're there.
And the relevant market definition is where most of the real antitrust battles are fought, because it determines the denominator of your market share calculation. A company might have 70% share of the market for data center power distribution units in North America, which sounds alarming. But if regulators define the relevant market as industrial electrical infrastructure broadly, that 70% shrinks dramatically.
Exactly. Market share alone is not sufficient for a monopoly finding. The classic analogy antitrust scholars use is this. If you're the only gas station in a small town, you have 100% of the local market, but you're not a monopolist in the legal sense because you're constrained by the broader fuel distribution market and by the threat of a competitor opening across the street. Antitrust law is looking for structural barriers that protect dominant positions, not just large positions.
Which is relevant to Partners Group's AVK acquisition, because when a major alternative asset manager buys a significant supplier in the data center power space, regulators in the EU particularly, where Partners Group is headquartered, will want to know whether that creates market power that can be abused. The acquisition itself isn't inherently problematic, but the integration matters.
Back to the refinancing wall. The 6 billion euros due across three unnamed portfolio companies represents a negotiation that is already happening behind closed doors with creditors. The outcome of that negotiation, whether it's a conventional refinancing at higher rates, a debt for equity swap, a maturity extension, or in a worst case a restructuring, will tell us a great deal about how sophisticated private credit lenders are managing this vintage of stressed debt.
And the institutional investors who are in those credit vehicles, pension funds, endowments, sovereign wealth funds, are watching these outcomes very closely. The private credit asset class has grown to roughly $1.7 trillion globally in recent years. If refinancing walls like this produce a wave of restructurings rather than conventional repricings, it will recalibrate expectations about risk and return in ways that affect capital allocation across the institutional world.
Partners Group's continued fundraising success, that $1 billion Asian mandate, suggests that institutional investors still have confidence in the platform's overall risk management. But the test of that confidence is whether the stressed portfolio situations resolve in a way that preserves value for investors, or whether they become the cautionary examples that define how this era of private credit is remembered.